Welcome back. Glad to see you again. This episode, we're going to be doing what we usually do. We're going to close our eyes, grab a fuzzy blanket, and get comfortable. Now that you're comfy, just imagine black screen. There's nothing in it, just darkness. And then breathe. Just deep breath in, deep breath out. And now the black screen becomes filled with light. Light filled up the top half and the ocean on the bottom. The pier that you're standing on is wooden, and you're not alone. There are about eight other people beside you and a captain. And you turn around, and you see a gigantic submarine. A door is open, and you are excited. You're going to be spending a whole day and a half underwater, exploring wildlife beneath you, scuba diving out of the hatch, and having the time of your life. And it's all going to be captured on your GoPro, the tiny little box you got from your boyfriend, so you guys can vlog together. You turn around once more and look back at the town that you won't see again for a day and a half. You take his hand and you walk in to the submarine. You go down the small metal steps and duck your head under the doorway because everything is small here. They have to maximize space. The submarine is two stories. The top story, or top floor, is filled with different activities like a kitchen and some bathrooms. There are three because inside the submarine there are four crew members, a captain, and eight lucky people who got tickets to see marine wildlife. There's a dining room and a TV with pre-recorded movies and videos in the hangout area. And underneath on the first floor, there are different rooms. There are nine rooms, but you guys are sharing one, so it won't be a problem for space-wise. The captain's room is in his own office, where he does all of the driving and the sleeping and mapping and planning. He can just sleep there if he wanted. But you go make yourself at home and put your suitcase down on the bed and take out all your clothes and organize everything and make it all look pretty for the rest of the nights. There's a shower that recycles the water, so don't pee in it. And you hear over the loudspeaker that everyone is to meet in the lobby of the submarine. So you take your shoes, put on some comfy Uggs, and you walk to the lobby. Everyone is gathered round and they go over the procedures of what happens if there's a leak or where the scuba gear is stored and dining procedures. All of it interesting. You can't wait to start your adventure. After about 30 to 40 minutes of informational briefing, you head over to the kitchen and grab some water. And there are appetizers of different chips and Oreos laying out, so you grab a few and you head back to your room. And you can stay there for at least 30 minutes before you lose your focus and you want to walk around, and there's not much to explore, but it's fun to do with your boyfriend. You guys walk up and down, and there's different card games in the lounge, and you guys sit on the sofa and enjoy life. You guys haven't left yet, but you can imagine that you'll be leaving soon. The captain closed the door to the outside world and said, "Take one last look out the windows, because it won't be the same when you come back." He's right. It won't be the same. Different people will be there. Tourists will even will come and go. But you will be underwater and carefree of anything that happens above water for a day and a half. And you love that feeling. You feel at peace. Which is the point of this vacation. Just feel at peace. He heads into his cabin and starts the motors. And you slowly descend into the blue ocean. The water rushes up the side of the windows. And your last glimpse of land is robbed from you. Then you head off into the Atlantic Ocean. After a while, your service cuts off, and your cellular data is one big X in the top left of your phone. Being the genius that you are, you downloaded some Netflix already, so you'll have some shows to watch with your boyfriend when you get bored of the pre-recorded stuff on the shared TV in the living room and the lounge. But you cannot wait to go scuba diving. A couple hours go by, and the loudspeaker comes on again and calls you out for dinner. Your watch says it's 8 o'clock, which is surprising because time flew by very fast. And this is the end of the first day. Got on at 2, and you're gonna go to bed around 10. The food being served here is surprisingly good. All of the crewmates double as chefs. And their food is great. And you leave afterwards, talking to everybody and getting to know each other, taking selfies of their trip. And everything is just going great. You head back to your room and lay down and go to bed. Excited for the next day of scuba diving. You wake up around 8 o'clock. The alarm goes off at 8:45 to let everybody know that their day is starting, whether they like it or not. You wake up before and you brush your teeth and get ready for your exciting day and get your bathing suit on underneath your hoodie. So just in case you go scuba diving, you'll be ready. And to your surprise, after breakfast, the instructors and cabin mates and crewmates all huddle over to the lobby, where they will teach you the correct way to scuba dive out of a submarine. There's a designated area where you can leave the submarine without the whole ship flooding. So after their briefing, you head over there and you get ready. You put your GoPro on your head. You get inside this little room and you are ejected into the water. The cold hits you very fast, but your heated suit does very well at keeping your temperature above 70 degrees. Still a little chilly, but you're too excited to worry about the cold. You see fishes everywhere and a little turtle below you. Or you think it's a turtle, it might be a rock with some seaweed. You swim around the gigantic ship, stop moving its rotors, and its propellers stop working, and it's just levitating there, floating. A gigantic ship in front of you. You see your boyfriend and you swim over to him and you grab his hand and you guys explore the water together, finding different fishes and all sorts of wildlife. You can't even see the bottom, but you can see the fish and you can see everything else. You think a boat passed overhead because you saw a shadow fly over the top of the water. Thankfully, you didn't get chopped to bits thanks to the propeller, but you were too far down for that to happen. After about an hour of swimming in the nice cold water, taking in all the sights you can, your wristband beeps. This means it's time to meet up back at the ship. And that is what you do. You swim back to the gigantic submarine with your boyfriend and you, all in a single file line, climb back through the door. You wait. The water gets drawn out through different holes in the bottom and gone back into the ocean. You are left there with a few droplets all over your water suit, your wetsuit. You get changed, you shower, get the salt water off of you, and you wish it wasn't time, but it is time to go eat dinner, and it's time to go back to the surface. When you wake up in the morning, you'll be at the harbor. But the good news is you get one last swim. A short one, only an hour, unlike the 2.5 one before. Since you know what to do, after you sleep and you dream of the adventures you had that day, you know what to do, so you'll be able to get out there quickly and maybe get 35 minutes of swimming. You yearn for another sensation of floating. If only space travel was around. In the morning, you wake up extra early and you eat your breakfast. You eagerly beg the commander to let you out first, and he abides. You go out first and you swim around free and happy. Before you know it, the 30 minutes is up. More like 45 for you. But that is the end of your adventure for now. Head back into the ship and you get your stuff together. After picking up your stuff and departing the submarine, you call over a taxi to call, and you call your friends, and your taxi comes a couple minutes after you finish talking to everybody and you head on home to your hotel. Or your temporary home, I guess we could call it. Open the door and all your belongings are there, unchanged. You gather it all and you get ready to leave this amazing country. blue water and different colored fish, fresh in your mind, and memories that will last you forever.